Hello and welcome to today's card reading. I'm reading from the Mystical Journey Oracle deck, and I've got this card here called Clearing Your Space. Clearing your space is always a good option because, well, it just is really. Okay, here you go. Everything around you is humming with energy. Every person, object, animal or plant you see is a collection of tiny particles that are all vibrating at certain frequencies. When you look at life this way, you can start to become more aware of the energy around you and whether or not it uplifts you or diminishes you. The Clearing Your Space card appears when it's time for you to do some deep cleaning and clearing. Separate yourself from what no longer serves you and clear your physical space. Surround yourself with people who want the best for you and reciprocate it. It is time for a new cycle. Whether you're seeking positive new relationships, a new home, clarity or prosperity, be mindful that everything starts with the energy that you surround yourself with, and this includes people. Foster loving connections and build alliances with like-minded people. Be true to your word and honor your promises, and encourage others to follow your example. Encircle yourself with loving streams of energy, as the energy you put into the world is what others feel on a subconscious level. With this energy, you can start to create a life that you want, attracting people and experiences that are good for you, right? There's an action here, which isn't actually such a bad idea, right? It says, clear a space in your home that needs to be cleared. Dedicate some time going through the items in this area and see if they make you happy. Deeply clean your space and set the intention to live your life from a higher energetic vibration as you discard the items that no longer serve you. That is not bad advice. We are actually surrounded by energy, and we also create our own energy, right? We are bombarded with how we should be and live, and these things become embedded in us, right? We become quite stubborn and quite firm in our belief systems, which if we do that, we actually restrict the amount of energy that we have, right? And that we vibrate at, because it turns us into basically narrow-minded people. Oh, well, I saw this. Oh, somebody said this. Oh, well, I've potentially seen this in my life, but I'll make up a story to give you the idea that I actually have lived out somebody else's fantasy, right? Because we make up conclusions given on the information that we're given, right? So if somebody tells us a story, rather than us being there, we'll draw what we can from that story and make our own decisions and conclusions, right? So clearing your space is very good on a regular basis, right? Because energies can be ever-changing, right? They don't just settle. And you might think, where it says there, attract, surround yourself with people who are like-minded. That is almost impossible, right? In some cases. Because let's say you're a musician and you hang out with musicians. Maybe the musicians you hang out with are lowering your vibration by saying, why can't I get a gig? Why can't I get a recording contract? Why hasn't this producer gotten back to me? Right? You may work as a graphic designer and work with people in graphic design who are in your field, and you're surrounding yourself with like-minded people who are just like, how can I make more money? How can I be better than you? How can I be better than, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You may be surrounded with you may be in a loving relationship, but being surrounded with people who are also in a relationship who may bore you with their dreary lives. Like, my life is better than your life because my husband, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my partner, my this, my that. And it's just like, do you really want to surround yourself with like-minded people like that? No. What you want to do is surround yourself with a variation of people who do not bring down your energy and who kind of raise it up. You don't just sort of segregate yourself from, I don't know, let's say you're not into punk, but you have a very good friend who's a punk rocker. You don't separate yourself from that just because of the way that they live. You just say, this person feels good energy. That is fine by me. They may not do what I will do, but that is fine, right? That's what it means by surround yourself with people with, it means should mean like-minded energy, not who do the same thing as you, because that can potentially be soul-sucking, life-sucking, and yeah, not great for your health, eh? Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.